Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show.
On a Thursday, as usual.
Yeah, how unusual is that? I mean, you'd think we'd be used to it by now, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Mizar.
And Green Dude, Eco Ed.
All right. That means we're all in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that one of our calls already?
I don't know. It says Whippany, New Jersey. Does it sound like one of our calls?
No.
Here, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, talk amongst ourselves. We had a very exciting week last week, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, you missed the show last week where we were doing our reviews, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
It was fun.
It was really fun.
And there just wasn't enough time. And we're trying to get you some products to play with, you know.
He ate the chocolate.
That's true.
He ate the chocolate.
Organic chocolates, fair trade chocolates, coffees. Hey, love
those.
No,
but you already had some of the Bixby bars. You already had some of the Balance bar.
Love them.
Well, yeah. And as we remarked during the show, we don't have pictures of them because we snarfed them up so fast.
I called us locusts.
I darn near lost a finger going after those, by the way.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. But they were yummy.
Now, before we get into all the fun we had the following day, I'm going to just mention what's coming up on the show before we get carried away, because, you know, we get carried away.
Gee, so how unusual.
I know, right? So today, your report, you're going to talk about seasonal allergies and some natural ways we can cope with them.
Yes, because with all the beauty that spring brings, it also brings a lot of people are allergy sufferers. So we're going to talk about some ways to combat that.
Yeah, because I'm an allergy sufferer, but I've been in denial for years. For years I keep saying, no, I don't have allergies, but I really do.
I have just that post-nasal drip. I know that sounds disgusting. That makes I feel like I have to blow my throat, but it's so minor.
Blow your throat.
Well, that's what it is.
Doesn't sound right.
No. It's, you know.
I get it.
All right. But if you live, I mean, there are certain parts. Stop it, Ed. But it's rare. And for instance, I'm good now. I'm golden.
You are.
But this part of New Jersey where we are is called Allergy Alley.
It really is.
And if you live here long enough, you get allergies.
I think that's what's happening.
Well,
you know.
Not me. I'm still hanging in, except for like having to blow the throat.
My one eye just won't stop watering. It's like this constant. Everybody thinks I'm crying. I'm like, no, just, you know.
Just allergies.
Don't
cry for me, Diva Megan.
I could be an actress now and, you know, cry on demand. And you're going to do a report on some upcycling for the garden part 2.
Part 2, because there's just so much out there.
And we actually did one and we photographed it on the deck before the show.
What? But that'll have to be the week after. Unless you want to do it.
We can talk about it.
Well, okay. Yeah, that was cool. It was cool.
I don't know. It's up to you. You have a couple of really fun things going on, which there's too much fun.
I have too much fun.
My
house is a wreck, but I have fun.
But wait a minute. But I now have an extra, yet another little bird house made from a dried pumpkin that I found outside. I don't know why that pumpkin just dried perfectly.
From the inside out, sort of. Actually from the outside in.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. I had to dig.
Yeah, all I had to do was give her a knife.
And that gourd the Mizar made for you is gorgeous.
The birdhouse gourd. And then I made another one for Megan this afternoon.
Out of the pumpkin I found. I had left a bunch of pumpkins, my little pumpkins on the rail there. And they all kind of, you know, and they got eaten and carried away. Except for this one that was intact. I picked it up. And, oh, my God.
It was perfect. The size of a perfectly round, smaller cantaloupe. So I'm telling you, the birds are going to dig it. It's like, whoa, high-end living.
It's really like a luxury condo.
It is a luxury condo. It really is. Really? It's even got the balcony. I put the balcony on that.
Yeah.
You put the shredded paper in there and recycled.
No. They're going to do that on their own. They'll find their own. And that's a good thing to tell folks. You know,
they can decorate on your own?
Well, no. Well, they can. But if you start leaving some stuff out for the birds for nesting, like if you brush your dog
and
leave it out or...
We have pictures of our old dog Woody, the fuzzy golden retriever, who thought he was a newfie, so he grew extra hair, swear to God.
Mm.
But he would lie on the deck, and this one titmouse...
Oh, my word.
Used to
You're
come
kidding.
While the dog was, like, sitting there and pull the dog's tail hair out. And the we have pictures of the dog looking, going like, hello? And, you know, but And then the little guy would come up and he would have this big golden mustache. Yes. And he'd look at me with the can, and I took, you know, the
pictures, right?
Pictures.
Oh, you got to dig them out because that's very funny. But yeah, folks can start leaving stuff out. Yeah. You know, even if you
leave your dog out.
Yeah. Leave your dog out. You know what? Just hire the titmice to groom your dog.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. I don't know if Gracie would tolerate it as well as Woody did. Yeah. Now, our feature interview today is Jessica Arenella.
Yeah, love her.
Who
really
is from What You Can Do TV series. And we also have a Green Dude correspondent calling in eventually, if Musard isn't.
No, Green Diva correspondent.
What did I say?
Green Dude correspondent.
Did I really?
He's here in the flesh.
She was looking at me while she was saying that.
And he is wearing a green shirt, as always.
Duh.
But Jennifer Boyd from Boyd Wellness will be calling us from Vermont, correct?
No. She was in Vermont the first time. Okay. She was on vacation. But she's out of Westport, Connecticut.
Okay.
She's a physician assistant, nutritionist. And she is very into healthy, green living and eating. If you recall, last time she gave us some tips like take off your shoes when you get in the house. I mean, just winter green living tips. And
right,
so now we're moving into spring. I know there's an event coming up in Greenwich on the 20th.
That we're all supposed to converge at.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going with you.
I know. And so she may be talking about that. I don't know. But we'll see when she
And Jessica Alba might be.
No. Jessica Alba will be at the event.
Okay. Not Mike. Will be.
No. She will be. She's the honored guest for all of her initiatives that she has taken.
The Honest Company. Yeah.
Yes. So she will be there.
And her book.
And we'll book her for an interview as well.
So speaking of really cool, fun celebs.
Oh, first.
All right. Okay, wait. One more thing.
Jeremy Irons turned us down flat.
Oh, his person. He didn't personally, but his PR person just said, no, he's not available. I was like, really? Because, like, could we, 15 minutes on the phone?
And we reach a unique audience of 45 million people?
Yeah, what's wrong with
Hello?
That?
Because Hello. It's radio. If it was TV, it'd be different.
There's but he's got the voice. I mean, you get on the phone, people.
I know. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything more about that because maybe the opportunity will come back around. But I was
crestfallen. You mean if we, like, you know, shame the PR person?
I'm not going to do that, but you can. No, I was crestfallen, you know, not because it's Jeremy Irons, but because of what he is doing.
I had that happen to me. I was on the green carpet at Hard Rock Cafe. Willie Nelson was having an event, and there was all these celebrities coming in. And it had me and a camera, and I was up against, you know, the entertainment.
Everybody, when you're
right?
On, yeah.
And all these people, and I had one question. I just had one question. What does sustainability mean to you? Right? I got Willie Nelson. So Woody Harrelson's coming up. And I'm like, Woody, I have just one question. And his handler, like, almost shoves me out of the way. And he looked so insulted by her that he was like, wait a minute. And he came over, and that was when Relevant Times was a new magazine. So I handed it to him. I said, I published this, just so you know. And he took it. He said, can I keep this? And he gave me like 5 minutes.
You know, I, the PR people are there for a reason.
Yeah, they protect
them. Not on a green, red, or I don't care if it's a purple carpet event. That's people. If they didn't want to be seen, they'd be coming in the delivery door entrance.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
That's, you know, it's hurry up and wait, you know, with TV, we've done enough of
that. She didn't recognize me, and I look kind of, you know, like a hippie or something. Whatever.
Well, but you are a hippie.
I mean.
And that's why we love you.
Sort of. I'm a stylish hippie.
You are a stress-free hippie.
When Woody looks over at you and wants to spark one up, then you know it's, you know you're a kindred spirit there.
I'll have to dig up that interview. Was fun. Anyway, so we had Mariel Hemingway out last week.
In the studio. What
a
doll.
She was so gracious.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And I actually drove in to get her personally.
With all her baggages.
Yeah, because she had a thing going on here in New Jersey, and God bless her, it worked out perfectly for us. And we had such a good time with her.
Yeah, we had a great time with her. She's a really wonderful person.
So we have all this wonderful, really, I think it's one of the best interviews we've done. And so, God willing, we'll get them edited and out in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
Because I think we're going to divide it up and so we can all enjoy it.
Well, we have a lot of material.
And there is a lot of good
material. And she was
so articulate.
Forthcoming. Oh, yeah. Forthcoming, honest, down to earth. You know, I wish I could live her life. I mean, really, because she's living it. so much like I want to. I often want to say, sell everything. I'm going out to live in the woods like Henry David Thoreau. Goodbye.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, obviously you can't do that. But she's come close.
Yeah. So she signed some books for us. Can I say what she signed? Is it too personal?
Oh, go ahead.
You're blushing, Misa.
Am I?
She said, Megan, I'll explain why she said this. I love you, eat right, or I smack you.
I smack you.
She's so freaking cute. But that was because we got talking about eating. You know, she's a big foodie. She's really into health and nutrition, organic food, raw food, local food, free-range food. And
humanely,
yeah, dispatched or whatever,
dispatched food, because she used to be vegan, she said, and let's not give too much away, but she her buddy,
Bobby,
loves his meat.
Yeah,
he wants a steak once in a while, so they have she has given into that, but they know where the animals come from.
So she challenged me in the car coming over. We were talking about food, and she said, I can help, because I said, you know, I'm struggling a little bit. I'm still, you know, trying to lose a little weight and get camera ready, you know. And she said, I can help you with that. And she was serious. She said, keep a journal. And she said it like 3 times. Keep a journal for a week of everything you put in your mouth and tell me and send it to me, and I will help you figure out what's not. Because, you know I eat pretty clean. I eat pretty careful, you know.
Yeah.
I don't overeat, really. I don't snack. I'm not a snacker. I don't drink soda. I drink a lot of water. But, you know, then there is that hormonal thing.
Well, clicking. Well, that's the thing, too. You know, I don't mean to – it's just like my waist – it seems like – I had a friend tell me it's like a roll a day. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm growing tripe over here. It's not quite
Lord
that bad.
But yeah, no, it's not.
Like it just your waist.
You can feel it.
You feel it.
So
– oh, God.
Anyway, I've been keeping my food journal, guys.
Good. That's good.
Which actually is making me eat a little bit better than I would have, because I have to report to her or get smacked. Right?
Get the video cameras. Let's get them rolling.
So, although, like, I was out to lunch the other day, and I, like, flipped out and had, like, a burrito, you know. Not a whole burrito, and it was a healthy. It was like whole grain thing, but it was gluten. You know, I know we determined I need to not be on gluten. Anyway, I was like, oh well, I have to write it down.
And maybe we'll do a show on that one of these days, because there's a lot about nutrition and also portions, especially as you go through different stages of your life.
Yeah,
people.
What are you saying, Ed?
What I'm saying is I'm getting up there. And what I've noticed is we saw some friends who went through it, you know, with the freshman 15 during college, and then some people in the early 20s, and then once again their 30s. And now what I'm seeing with me and a lot of my friends in their early 40s is we eat the way we've eaten for the past 20 years or so, and the caloric intake is the same, but yet your metabolism slows, your activity level slows. So there's a lot of things that people don't take into account, because they put on a few pounds here and there, 5, 10 here and there, and they don't think twice about those things.
No, they say, I can eat this. It's not a problem. But, yeah, you know what? If you eat this often enough, it is a problem. So I agree 100%. I mean, there's certain things I still can't give up, like a spoonful of Nutella, but, you know.
Yeah,
there's something to be said about quality of life.
Well, that's true. And Nutella is skimmed milk and hazelnuts. How bad can that be?
Isn't it all about balance, honestly?
It is. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really feel like what I strive to do is eat as much organic, as much raw, as much, you know, fresh fruits and veggies as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in my mind, that's something I work on.
Jennifer's joining us.
Okay.
So we can just kind of plug her right in.
Get the doctor on the phone.
hear from Jen. Jen.
Hello. Hi, Jesus. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am enjoying this weather.
Oh, isn't it invigorating and sort of like it feels like you're really restarting and rejuvenating when it's a day like today?
Oh, it's amazing. I had a wonderful straw bale gardening seminar here this morning, and then I spent the afternoon sifting compost and planting. It was just wonderful.
Wow. What did you do in the morning? A what?
A straw bale gardening workshop. It's fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, tell us about that. Yeah, that's really cool.
So the idea is there's this really interesting woman named Lorna Donaldson who came out and conducted the workshop for us, and she works from a website called StrawBalesPlus.com, And the idea is that instead of relying on soil, which is very likely contaminated or in many cases damaged from the recent hurricanes, you can plant directly into straw bales, not to be confused with hay bales, which I said a million times this morning.
Oh, well, it would be confused in my
mind.
But
what's the difference, Jennifer? I mean, because we think, well, us urbanites, I guess, we think straw and hay is the same thing.
Right. Well, the straw has, it's dried out wheat chaff and bound without pesticides, herbicides. It's often used as feed for horses. It's still an alive product, and it's bound up, and then you can saturate it. It takes about, if you're going to do a hurry-up kind of version, you stick it in your garden where you'd like it to be permanently for that season, and then you saturate it with water, and you add some sort of fertilization, some source of nitrogen, preferably organic, like maybe bone or fish or blood and or compost, and you do that every other day, keeping the bale completely saturated. And in about 10 days, this is the hurry-up version, in about 10 days, you have a bale that is then plantable. It's composting internally and reaching very high temperatures.
Very cool. And,
can I ask where you would find these particular types of bale?
I got mine at the local Agway.
Okay, really?
In Connecticut. And
okay.
They're abundantly available any place that sells feed for horses.
For horses, yeah. Okay.
In your area or does kind of more commercial farming, or if you have more farms in your area, you can contact them and ask if they have bales.
Straw, not hay.
Straw, not hay.
Okay.
And then you've greatly increased the opportunity to plant in your yard because you can situate these small bales where you have these little microclimates available to you. Because in the past, trying to put these large beds down, it was a challenge to find the best spot in your yard where you had all of the right sun.
Oh, I want to try this.
It's so exciting. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page at boydwellness.com. You can click on the Facebook button, and I'll show you some of the steps in putting it together on my property and then hopefully my thriving garden, because you can plant on the edges of this, which is
the top. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Living, breathing thing. Yeah, it's a terrific idea. I'm so excited to learn
about it. I had a friend in down near Atlanta, Georgia, who actually sent me an article about this, and she said she was going to do that this year. And I think she sent me a picture of someone that did a row of sunflowers.
Oh, beautiful.
How cool is that, right? That is, I think that's a really cool. So what are you planting in your straw bale garden?
You know, I have some beds in the ground already, and I interplant in my flower beds with vegetables.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly in need of extra planting space. But having said that, I have the bales, and I'm so excited about the project. I thought I would make sort of a serpentine shape with a couple of bales.
Oh, yeah, fun.
And put it in the back part of the garden where I really could use some more soil amendments because I get a lot of water there. And I will make kind of a fairy garden for the kids.
So yeah, sunflowers. There you go.
Yeah, isn't that neat? And it'll look like a little serpent and put some big red cabbages on the front for eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that sounds like that sounds really cool. We once made a sunflower
house
yeah, for the
that.
Kids.
Yeah.
And that was fun, too. Wow, that is a cool, cool idea.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. So I'll try and get some pictures going, and hopefully it'll be a success. And
I am
and not one of my
so going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you'll have to post your pictures. You guys have the best posts. I hope your listeners realize that your Facebook posts are fascinating.
Aww.
Well, thanks, Jen. It's all stress-free.
So
well, thank you.
That's very, very flattering, and it makes me feel good that, you know, I'm not just sitting there for no reason at all and nobody cares, you know.
All right. What else, Jen? We sort of jumped on this straw bale gardening thing, but did you have something you wanted to talk about?
I don't think anything's as exciting about as that, but
it is exciting.
I'm going to be greening our children luncheon. I think, Nizar, you and I spoke about that recently.
Yeah, we'll be there. Pure2O, our water company, water filtration company, is the water sponsor of the event. And it is a fundraiser for such an extremely good cause. But I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to get out. They have a great green expo. It's in Greenwich, Connecticut on Monday, May 20th. I think the event starts as early as 10, but the proper part of the luncheon is not until noon.
Right.
And it's an opportunity to fund great research, original research, rather, from Phil Landrigan, who's a doctor for Mount Sinai Children's Health Center. I think the proper name of it is the Children's Environmental Health Center.
Yes, I think so. And Landrigan, Dr. Landrigan, has been instrumental in just getting the word out about BPAs and about the future of this planet for our children, and he's doing it in such a wonderfully understated but important way, I think. That's in my opinion.
We were supposed to interview him last year, and something happened, and I was supposed to be at that luncheon, and I can't remember what happened. I'm looking forward to, Jennifer, I'm going to meet you.
I've invited Megan to be part of our booth, sort of. You know, she'll be part of our booth.
Wonderful.
She'll come in, and then we can hobnob. And I know that hopefully you bought a table, didn't you, Jen? So you're going to be filling that up with a lot of people, which is a good thing.
That's right.
Jessica Alba is the honored guest this year.
Yes, that should be really interesting. And they have some nice talks prior to the luncheon that I was just referring to, the 10 a.m. slot. I think they have some practitioners coming to talk about some of the issues affecting children's health and presenting some of the research that this money has made possible through Dr. Landrigan's office.
Last year, they had doctors from Italy. They had four doctors, and they had these sort of poster boards of the research that they were doing and why. And it seemed so, very detailed, but when you look at the big picture of how they're going to apply this research and why, it's really very fascinating, extremely fascinating.
Yeah, I think it'll be a wonderful opportunity this year, and we'll have to we'll make some comments for your listeners afterwards to see how they can get involved and make some links to the organization, because I think it's a great group to be involved with and also to benefit from their research. They do lots of events during the year to help increase awareness and education.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
And me too.
I think we'll have fun, and I can't wait to find out more about the straw bales.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm going to do it.
And take more pictures, Jen. I can't wait. All right, listen, we talk often, but I can't wait to see you on Monday, the 20th.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I'll bring you some flowers.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Aww,
thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Looking forward to it, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Today.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Wow, that was good. She's got a lot going on.
She is... I just adore Jen. She is with my water company for this. Yeah. She is one of our
Pure
nutritionists.
2-0.
Pure 2-0. Yeah.
We got to get you to do a spot. So
all right.
Client.
Pure 2-0. How's that? Yes,
music,
we'll do
please.
A spot. We will do a spot. Yeah, I should take advantage of it. But Jennifer, we're doing a PR campaign these last couple of months, and to avoid a conflict of interest as a company owner. And really because we work primarily with health practitioners and nutritionists, she is my spokesperson.
Good.
So that she is the one who does the radio interviews. And you know, we try to do it very, understated. We don't want to say pure 2-0. But when they ask her about water filtration and stuff like that, well, of course, she's going to recommend what we do because we do it on such a high level.
Good.
I adore her.
Good.
And we haven't talked about Mizar's significant other, Antonio, and he's a charming, dashing individual. And I have to tell you.
You mean the water wizard?
The water wizard.
The water wizard. And he came over and spoke with Mrs. EcoEd, and I've been trying to convince her for years to put a top-notch water filtration system,
oh, yeah.
a softening system in the house, to no avail.
You know, because you come here and you have water filtration envy.
It is. The water here is when people drink top quality water, they don't really notice the difference until they do.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent 5 minutes with Mrs. EcoEd, and she went and got the whole kit and caboodle, so he's going to be installing in our house in the next couple of weeks.
That's awesome.
I have to say this about Antonio. He is a passionate person in many ways, but passionate about the health and well-being and the safety of people. I mean, both of us, if we could give away the store.
No, we've had him in here. We have to have him back to talk about this again.
And
it's a big topic.
The sexy
and he's got this.
Accent,
he's a charmer. Your
husband's
a charmer.
I'm still getting used to that word.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we come back, and we're going to do a Green Dude segment.
All right.
And then do your fun upcycling DIY segment.
Spontaneous fun thing.
We have fun. Uh-huh. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
What do you do with your used electronics? Stay tuned to learn about e-waste.
Hey, Meg, I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, buygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Oh, wait, did you see that bag?
BuyGreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. We produce 50 metric tons of e-waste every year, but only about 15% of that gets recycled. That is the equivalent of tossing 100,000 fully loaded 747s into landfills. So what is e-waste? Discarded computers, laptops, cell phones, TVs, DVRs, etc. Here are a couple of ways to unload your electronics. Donate them to local charities. To find a responsible e-recycler near you, go to eCyclingCentral.com. Please do your homework and make sure your e-waste doesn't end up going overseas, where it is often handled irresponsibly.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Hi, I'm Marielle Hemingway, and you're listening to Green Divas Radio, and you're loving your life.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas Radio Show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Achoo!
There is a downside to all this beautiful spring weather that we've had recently. And I'm going to talk about today about seasonal allergies, because as psyched as we are for spring and as wonderful it is to get outdoors.
Yeah, just want to be outside.
Yeah, this year, for those of you who aren't in the New Jersey area, we had a late spring, which meant all of a sudden it, you know, got pushed off, and then it hit. And now for the past week or two, there's been a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers, and the next 2 weeks are supposed to get much worse also.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I'll let you know about my post-nasal drip.
But here we are in this allergy alley, and yeah. I never used to have allergies, but everybody I know who doesn't even have allergies has allergies.
Yeah.
And the question comes up, and it's such a valid point. There's so many different facets of it, so I'm going to try to simplify it today in a few minutes and really narrow it down. You know, as a home energy efficiency expert, we go in and we help people reduce energy efficiency. But one of the things that I learned with my house is we put in this really high-tech filtration system into a ducted heating and cooling system.
You're circulating filtered air. You know, you're not
circulating filtered air. Yep. And I set everything up so in the spring and the fall we can open windows and get good cross breezes and not have to worry about it. But one of the things we realized was Mrs. Eco Ed actually closed those windows because of her seasonal allergies, right, and keeps the system on to filter it. Yep. So the home is her sanctuary.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And so one of the things you can do is, you know, work with your home filtration system. And every major manufacturer has them, like Trane has her Clean Air Effects. I think Carrier is the Infinity system. But they've got the high-tech filtrations or even UV lights to remove allergens from the air. And another little thing we learned, and it was a cultural thing for her, she's Asian, shoes off at the door.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That leaves a lot of the pesticides, a lot of the contaminants you bring in, you track in every time you come in and out of the house. You leave it at the door.
Do you know that Wayne said he heard that using less hair product, because the pollen will fall and stick to your hair a little bit more if you have product in it. Then you come in, you go, you know, you lie down on your pillow with your hair.
Oh my gosh,
I hadn't even thought of that.
No, I hadn't at all. But are you talking about filtration systems linked to an air conditioning system?
Linked to an air conditioning or a ducted heating system, yeah.
It's linked, or is there a standalone air filtration system?
There are also freestanding units that also filter, and there's a whole different type. We can get on discussions for hours about those.
Well, but it's an option for folks that they should explore, or they should even, you know, contact you if they have any questions, which is always a good thing.
Sure, sure. And, okay, here's one of the simplest things, and we talk about it all the time peripherally, but it's amazing how understated it is. One of the things that people can do is, and you guys are going to smack me when I say this, get healthier.
Yeah. Well, you have to strengthen your immune system.
If you exercise and you strengthen your immune system, you eat a lot of the high antioxidant or natural foods, you build up a natural resistance. And as I've gotten older and adopted some of these things, my seasonal allergy, the way it affects me, has gone down significantly. And Mrs. Eco Ed, when she's more stressed at work, these things affect her a lot more. And when she doesn't exercise, you can see a visible difference.
Yeah, stress is a killer.
Yeah, honestly,
too,
you know, I'm not having that, but knock on wood, except for today when the trees really bloomed. I felt like heavy and my head was a little bit more stuffy.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been that bad this year. I don't know if it's because I'm eating a lot healthier and I'm exercising more. Maybe.
That could be. You know, and again, it affects everyone differently. I'm going to run through in about 20 seconds, just real quick, some of the high antioxidant food products.
Yep.
And then Green Diva Meg will post them on our site.
Yep.
There's things like kale or leafy greens, small red beans, kidney beans. A lot of berries are actually very high antioxidant. Blueberries, cranberries, strawberries, artichokes, surprisingly.
Oh, I love them.
Prune.
That's one of my favorite things. I don't know. Is it a fruit or a vegetable? It's a vegetable. I love those things.
You know, can I just say that I also developed an elixir that I drink every night, and I think that's helping. That has to do
elixir?
With elixir.
You sound like
a, I know, like an old homeopath.
Yeah,
snake oil.
Snake oil, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was
no, having to do with local honey. Local raw honey.
Right.
Local raw honey is amazing for building up your immune system.
With warm water. And I've been drinking it for a few months with warm water so you don't kill the enzymes. Adding apple cider vinegar, cinnamon, cloves, a little cayenne pepper.
I said red pepper.
And turmeric.
Oh.
And apparently, I think that also is helping me. So I just had to add that in.
My elixir.
Honey was the last thing on my list.
I'm sorry.
Surprisingly, that is an amazing product as far as building up your immune system, as far as how healthy it is for you.
Yeah.
And here's a little thing that not a lot of people know about, but NASA had done a study on plants filter out air in your house, and they take out toxins like VOCs, they filter the air, they give oxygen. And again, we'll post that
online.
And they
can reduce allergens.
Yeah, but which ones? Give us a quick, give one or two there.
Actually, I have a post about that. We can link to it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
I actually put snake plants in my bedroom because snake
plants, spider plants are great.
Spider plants are great. Snake plants are unique in that they actually give off oxygen at night. Most of plants respire.
No kidding.
And
is that also
CO.
Called the mother-in-law's tongue?
Yes, that's
okay.
One of the varieties of
yes,
it. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now we have to go. We have to move on. So there's a lot more that you can tell us,
yeah,
and
we'll post
it
them online. A
can
bunch
I say
of those
one
plants.
Thing?
Yes.
Honey, raw or otherwise.
Yeah.
Do not give it to a baby that's less than a year old.
Oh, yeah.
All
well,
right?
Because it's got potential for
well,
you.
Well, it's one of those things that children should not have until
and you
they're...
And if you want the effects of it, the positive effects, don't put it in hot water because
exactly.
That'll kill all the
like
enzymes.
A tea. But yes, that,
right.
It's, that's the one food you can't give your baby.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
You know, Megan, like I said at the top of the show, I have fun, but my house is a disaster.
Well, it's like one big workshop. It's like Green Diva Mizar's workshop.
And you know what? And I just like a pop from one project to another. Here's the project that, and this is why the post is not up yet, the
upcycling for
yes,
green,
okay.
For garden?
Right. I had started it, and I was going to do a project. And then last week on my way home, because every Thursday night I stop at Restore, which is the Habitat for Humanity store, where there are a lot of just stuff that is donated, some construction materials. But, I mean, just it runs the gamut, and it's always a thrill of the hunt. So, no, really, it is.
I know you've taken me there before.
To make a long story short, a couple weeks ago, a woman was dropping off these drawers that the company had sent her because she had one damaged one, but they sent her 13 to 15 drawers. And I convinced the guy at Habitat to take them. I said, listen, there are creative people out there that will do something with this. So when I saw them there last weekend, I said, okay, I bought four. Two long ones, like a double, you know, and then two shorter deep ones. I also bought spindles from a banister, from a railing. Four, I bought eight of those. I bought some, they happened to have tar paper there. I bought that as well.
Wow, really?
And what I am doing, and I will have the tutorial there for everybody, the two shorter squatter drawers are on two pieces of wood, and they're on either side of my garage. And in there, I will be putting creeping vines that will go up, whether it's morning glories or whatever. But I've created planters out of those ground.
So clever.
But the second one, I was just so inspired. I got like all charged up in the store. I'm putting the spindles on all four corners of the drawer. and I'll reinforce them a bit. And they're about, well, to me, they're like about chest high, which would make them, about, what, 4 feet high?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
But they're high.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to bend over.
Clever girl.
And I'll put them on my deck.
Herbs.
Just right outside my kitchen door. And the herbs, and it's sunny all day long there.
And they're white. I saw a picture of them.
They
are so pretty.
Yeah, they're like an off white, like an antique white.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Very.
And so I'm going to have the tutorial on that, which is, you know, easy peasy. You just got to find the parts, and if you don't have to use, well, yeah, drawers is a good thing to use because they're there, and you have an old cabinet. As a matter of fact, it's pickup day in my town. It's pickup week.
Uh-oh.
There are, you know.
Zara drives around.
Oh,
like,
my
looking.
God. I picked something up the other day. I sent you the picture, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. You're like, oh, yeah.
I said, this is what Green Divas do. It was beautiful garden fencing. Brand new. And I just thought, well, I need new tomato cages. And so.
Why not?
That and 4x4 pressure treated things.
Yeah.
And I put them in the back of Antonio's swanky car. Yeah. He still doesn't know I did it. He just thought they just kind of showed up.
That's funny.
So I'll post on that some other time, too. But there's some really good gardening ideas that I've been kind of like turning up. And I know Ed is going to be doing something in a couple weeks about Project is his house, too. But gardening with stuff that you have.
We could do it all summer. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Being sustainable and being cheap happen to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Okay.
Creatively frugal.
And I will show a couple of pictures of the thing, which you'll do another full tutorial on, but I had the dried pumpkin that you played with and made a little thing.
So I did the birdhouse out of that. We have to put the string in there to hang it up. But, yeah, and we should take a picture of the other gourd, because I grow those in the garden. They're called birdhouse gourds.
Yeah.
And they take no time to dry out. You cut the hole, get the seeds out, use the same seeds for the next year.
This girl never stops. Never.
She promised to make one for me by the end of the summer.
I will. All right. You got it.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right. Almost had her out there.
That's okay. You're doing all right. Doing well.
We need an engineer. Can I just put that out there? We really need it.
Any college kid needs some resume credits and wants to run our board for us?
I mean, it's amazing that I do what I do, but honestly.
You all should see Green Diva Meg here. She is amazing while we're doing the show. She's multitasking, which is a thing that guys cannot do, by the way.
We know.
I have learned
we
that.
We so know that. Listen, which reminds me of a story which I really shouldn't tell.
Go for it.
No.
Now you have to.
I have to. I'll make it very brief. I went out with a bunch of women many years ago when my son was still a toddler. And the one woman had a son that was a little older than I am, than my son. And I said, he's discovered...
Oh, his
the undercarriage, my son. You
his
know?
Own toy.
He's discovered his toy. And this woman, Mary, said to me, don't you know, Mizar, boys and men are born with their toy in their hand, and they die with their toy in their hand. So I thought that was funny enough.
It's entertainment.
A couple of days later, I was sitting on the front stoop with a couple of other girls, my neighbors, like at the end of the day, and they too have sons. And I related the story to them. And my friend Barb goes, holy smokes. And she smacks her forehead. No wonder they never get anything done.
You guys don't know how cool of a toy that is.
Yes,
it never, ever gets old.
TMI.
Well, wait a minute, Ed.
We do know.
The wiser of the women in the world do know.
Do know. I think all of those who have had boyfriends, who are married, who have had husbands or lovers, we know.
Wow.
That's why you guys should rule the world because guys, we're simple. We're easy.
That's something to be said for that.
I've never disputed that.
Yeah.
I've never... Listen,
Why do we always devolve? Whenever we have, like, a break and we have to just fill time, we just go right to...
It's a universal thing. I've often said, and I've been saying this for a year, that if men would experience once a month what women experience, World War III would have ended the world... World War I.
Oh,
actually,
but we
never would have gotten past... this far in evolution.
I don't know. Because Ed's got something to say.
Oh, but we do.
You do?
Well, they put up with us, I guess, to a degree, right?
Yes.
That's what he's saying?
For the first few months of our
May
marriage.
May I referee this conversation?
No, because I'm talking physically what happens to us.
Like he said, she said.
Yeah. So you were married?
Mrs. Eco Ed would break up with me every month.
Oh,
at the
yeah.
beginning of our marriage, we didn't know whether to send out thank you gifts for our wedding or whether we were going to send the gifts back. And this went on for about 3 or 4 months.
Until you realized that this is just...
It was just a timely thing. And you know what? I should make myself scarce. And you know, even that damn breathing would just set her off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
Mrs. Eco Ed is one sensitive chick, huh? Wait till the end of the term comes.
No, but you know,
another couple of years.
I think mature men and wise men figure it out, like you did. That like, oh, wait a minute, okay. And, you know, you have it on your calendar, and you just sort of like buy chocolate and flowers and back off, and
right.
like say nice things, rub her back, and then offer to feed her more chocolate, and then run away.
Okay. Wise men, mature men is something like. Is something like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny.
I was going to say, is there such a thing as a mature man? Don't you know, speaking of marriages, don't you know that a marriage is like a deck of cards?
How so?
Well, because in the beginning, all you want are hearts and flowers. But by the end, all you're looking for is a club and a spade.
She's full of jokes, this one.
I worked in a newsroom a long time.
Really? So it was all like the one-liners, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jessica Aranella is calling in.
Oh, good, good.
Okay.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
I'm so glad you could call in.
Oh, yes, thank you for that segment on allergies, by the way, because I'm dying over here.
Oh, no.
Everybody, like the last
kale
couple of
and blueberries.
Days.
Yeah.
I know, we have a whole office full of allergy sufferers who are marching over to Whole Foods as we speak.
Yeah, and go get one of those plants. I think they're called Chef Lara's. That's the botanical name.
The botanical
the,
name.
The mother-in-law's tongue, the snake plant.
Now, Jessica,
no,
I just want to give,
okay, never
I
mind.
I want to give her a proper introduction. Jessica Aranella is the producer, founder, I'm not sure what other titles to attribute to you, woman of
creator.
Many, thank you, creator, thank you, that's the one I'm looking for, of What You Can Do TV series, which are fabulous, 1 minute you know, what you can do in 1 minute, really. Just very simple but powerful ideas. So tell us what's going on with you guys now.
Well, we're so excited. We've been so blessed this spring, and we're really proud to announce that we were just honored as an official Webby Award honoree for Best Public Service and Activism.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Kudos all around.
Thank you, which for us is sort of like winning an Oscar.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm jealous.
We were also just the recipients of the annual Accolade Competition Humanitarian Award.
Wow.
And who gives those awards, Jessica?
The Webby Award is actually the biggest leading international award honoring excellence on the Internet, and that's given by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, what does the statue look like?
The Accolade Competition is a separate award.
Wow.
Given by the Accolades.
That's very cool, though. And your website, is this the one you're calling on a leash? No.
On the Leash is the producer of What You Can Do.
Okay. And so it's the What You Can Do website that won the award.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And
tell us what the URL is, the address, so quickly. We'll post it as well, but just so people can go take a look.
We've kept it very simple. It's whatyoucando.com.
Well, listen.
It works.
It works.
You know what else I like about that is that the What You Can Do segments are as short as the title. In other words, it's 1 minute ideas in a minute.
They're as short as our brain span, which is shrinking. Our attention span is what I mean, you know. And thank God.
Well, we really wanted to, you know, for myself, you know, we really started it as sort of proof to myself as well and to sort of cut through that. You know, that fear of, well, I don't have a ton of time and I can't be a great activist, so there's nothing I can do. So
we
chose a minute to hopefully inspire people that, you know, if there's something small you could do in a minute, that potentially great change is possible.
I like that answer. Yeah, I'm too busy. No, you're not.
No,
you got 1 minute.
No,
you
got a minute. Yeah.
I love going on to the site because you can just go there, check out a few quick ideas, and really everything.
And it's kind of addictive. You know,
I was going to say, one leads to another. Yeah. I was about to say the exact same thing. Jessica, tell us about this Rainforest Project, which is a...
before you go there, tell us about your Earth Day stuff, because, you know, then we'll
Okay, that's a good
idea.
They're
one and the same.
Well, there you go. Okay. Duh.
Yes. In addition, as you guys know, of me being the water police, other
we have to talk,
that
Jessica.
I've just been really inspired by are the rainforests. And I know that, or maybe I should again speak for myself, but I think that it can be a tendency to feel very disconnected from our forests living in New York City,
yep.
the concrete jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that people realize that actually the loss of these forests contribute more each year to carbon greenhouse gas emissions than all of the world's planes, trains, and automobiles combined.
You know, Jessica, what did you do? Was yours an informative educational project?
Yeah, so what we did was we teamed up with one of our very favorite organizations, which is the Rainforest Site. And this takes, we were talking less than a minute. We were going to make this super easy. And we created a special video that you could find on both their Facebook page and ours. And each share of that video protected 1 square foot of the forest.
Wow. Mm.
That's brilliant.
You know, at the end of the campaign, we were able to save over 5,000 square feet.
But, you know,
nice.
I don't believe the devil should have an advocate. But let me just play that role 1 second.
Yes.
The trees are coming down because society in those regions is evolving. And agriculture is sort of taking the place of a different way of life. So how does it balance? I mean, I'm all for keeping the rainforest. I mean, I think it's a huge priority. But how is it balanced? How can people down there live without taking the next sort of evolutionary step and moving into agriculture?
Well, I think that's what's very interesting, and it's why it's very important to us to team up with expert organizations. You know, I can't speak to it, I'm sure, as well as somebody from the World Land Trust U.S. could speak to it, who is the organization that is helping to preserve the forest.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is they're purchasing the land from right. these people, and they're also providing jobs and providing resources for them to be schooled in things like fair trade. So right. I think that that's how they're
Fantastic.
Trying to do it. But again, that's, you know, I think you bring up a really excellent point, and I think like most things, it's going to take balance.
Yeah.
And it ties into what we've talked about before, and we'll touch on the future, is ecotourism and actually understand the value of these places to come and visit. And with groups like Conservation International,
yeah.
they're actually educating people on how to create more economic benefit by leaving the forests intact
right.
than it is by
right.
By extracting the resources.
Smart.
Yes, and I think it's a great point.
You know what, Jessica, I just remembered when my children were little in their elementary school, they would bring in all of the pennies they would find all over the house, and they went into a big bin in the school, and with those pennies, I think the school owns, I don't know, several hundred acres of rainforest
right.
as a preservation project,
right?
Which I thought was an amazingly
yeah,
cool
my kids
idea.
Did that too.
Yeah, because they went to the same school.
I just realized that. Duh.
Well, Jessica,
another great way to get involved, it's super easy to help, is another wonderful organization that we work with, the Rainforest Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
They
great
have this
folks.
Really easy program where you follow the green frog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you go shopping, you can help support industries and companies that are supporting industries down there and support fair trade by just shopping for that green frog. And I know you were talking about chocolate at the beginning of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dove actually participates.
Really?
And that is some good
oh,
chocolate.
Yay. Not that I need an excuse to eat chocolate, Jessica, but oh, yay.
I'm there. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, the chocolate aspect, very exciting. But they also have all sorts of other projects. Newman's Own participates. A lot of coffee you can get down there.
Yeah.
Rice. And, you know, not that hard to find. I've noticed it in a lot of supermarkets around me.
It's very exciting. In fact, I think the balance bars that we recently got, they had teamed up with Rainforest Alliance. So
yes.
we got a couple of the tote bags from
yep.
the Rainforest. But,
they have the frog on them.
And they have the certification, the Rainforest Alliance certification, which is very exciting.
Yeah. So what's next, Jessica? You're constantly like Mercury in motion, sort of like me, I guess.
This year we've really been trying to focus on this idea of sort of collective change. You know, the idea of, okay, so we're saying it only takes a minute, and we're trying to show people that your minute won't happen in a vacuum, that by sort of joining your 1 minute to mine, to yours,
right.
to Ed's, to Meg's, that we're all going to be, you know, able to measure this collective change. So up next, we're going to be teaming up once again with the Dark Ranger, Kevin Poe.
That's what I was going to ask about.
I know. I know you guys are fans as well, to help protect the night, which is always a really wonderful thing for us because it's, I still think it's a little bit of an issue that's, under-talked about. It's not talked about as much.
It's flying under the radar.
Yeah.
And, you know, people I don't think realize that even more than being a very important aesthetic issue, that it actually has an enormous impact on both climate change and animal and wildlife preservation, as well as even human health.
But you have to tell folks what that's all about. What he's when he's called the Dark Ranger for a reason.
Yeah, I am the Dark Ranger. But, is his website?
Yes, but in case people don't know, Jessica, what is it that he is trying to accomplish?
He is trying to deal with the issue of light pollution.
The
International Dark Sky Association basically defines light pollution as wasted light. So they're not trying to tell people that we all need to go back to the Dark Ages and live in caves, but they are saying that a lot of light that's shining directly up into the sky, which is not really illuminating the ground, for example, for human use, but sort of just spill, is actually wasting 600 million gallons of gasoline each year.
Yeah, it's amazing between the waste of energy, but also, you know, there's a lot of discussion about it affecting migrating birds, or little turtles that are reliant on the moon. But if the beachside towns have too much light, they don't see the moon.
The sea turtles. They are born in the light of the moon, and they follow the moon basically. But so a lot of those places where they're preserving them, they put up those black bamboo tarps.
People go out and help them
so that those turtles
make
their way.
So they don't go towards the civilization as opposed to towards the ocean.
Exactly.
And, you know, getting back to the birds, you know, one of the big things, especially, again, living in a major city like New York, is because people are leaving office building lights on in the skyscrapers at night, we're losing over 100 million birds a year because they're flying into them because they look like trees.
That number is astonishing and very upsetting. 100 million birds are flying into buildings and killing, you know, dying.
Yes, and it's such a simple thing. All you need to do is talk to your boss about, you know, turning off the lights in an office building at night.
Or, you know, why can't they put them on timers, for heaven's sake?
Or motion sensors,
exactly,
even better.
Association talks about timers, talks about sensors. You know, obviously, I would assume that some bosses in those big buildings don't want, you know, they leave the lights on so that somebody could see if someone was walking around. But if the lights were on a sensor, it would do the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, exactly. I have to say that originally we heard about Kevin from you in the very first interview we did with you.
We were so
excited, and we got him on the air, and it's just such a great topic, and I think it needs more attention. It needs more light. Shine on it. Which is, I guess, bad.
Which is why we're having him on next week.
It turns out next week, and that actually was unplanned, that we would have him so close to you, but isn't that ironic and perfect?
And Jessica.
Well, it's exciting because he's always, I think he just has so much interesting information and he can share it in such a powerful way.
Yeah, really.
And Jessica, I'm going to follow up with you offline because I'd really like to learn more from you about protecting the rainforest and protecting land from being damaged or cut down. So it's definitely a subject.
Well, what we can do, if it's okay with you, is we'll post at least a link to your site and specifically to the rainforest.
Please do. And if you go to the rainforestsite.com, you could do it right now, and you click on that green button, it automatically helps to protect 11.6 square feet of the forest. So that's something you can do every day.
Oh, I'm on it.
Rainforest.com?
The rainforestsite.com.
The rainforestsite.com.
All right, and we'll post that on our post as well. And
You know what? Just in the time we have left, getting back to the rainforest, Jessica, do you happen to know how many acres of land is cleared, say, in a year down there?
I mean, I've seen a couple statistics. The most alarming one is that we are losing the rainforest at a rate of one football field a second.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. And if you calculated that over a year, it would be just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous.
It would be acres and acres and
hectares,
acres. Or as my mother would say in her lovely Italian accent, acres and acres.
Acres
of
and
wilderness,
acres,
she would say.
Wilderness. And love mama.
Yeah, you do.
And again, that loss, you know, they really do act as sort of the world's thermostats, and they protect us from severe weather patterns. So, you know, this loss is, while we may not we can't see it necessarily living where we live. You know, we're definitely experiencing the effects of
out of sight, out of mind. But they are sort of the world's lungs, too, right? Filtering and
they are. That's a wonderful way to think of them as the world's lungs.
And the tar sands, you hear about that going on with the Keystone Pipeline, and that's because those boreal forests in Canada are being cut down to get at that. So it's not just the tar sands itself that adds carbon pollution. It's actually cutting down those ancient forests.
That's another good project for you there, Jessica, although we've talked about it twice
already. We're always looking.
You know, like you need anything else.
And we've talked about it on the air twice already, so I think we need to do a show about that Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
Let folks know and sort of like unveil what's going on, because I think a lot of, again, I think this is under the radar.
Okay, Jessica, here's your son. Talk to you again in a couple months.
We love that. We're always so honored to be speaking with you guys.
Thank you so
much,
Jessica.
Great speaking with you today, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Jess.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's really always, and she's doing such good work. I'm glad she's getting awards and getting recognized for the work she's doing.
She is a smart blonde.
Is she blonde? I don't know why. I always think of her with dark hair.
Isn't that like a mature male or Santa Claus?
No, that's just it. You would see her. She is a beautiful young lady. And this unfortunately, the stigma that blondes have. But this is a blonde with brains.
Oh,
watch out for Jessica. I think
she's dynamic. She's just a ball of fire. She's great.
But she's really making a difference in just, this one-minute intervals. And I think it is. It's the answer to everybody. Oh, I'm too busy to save the polar bears. Really?
Really? Just turn off your computer at night. Do you know what a difference that makes?
I know.
I have so many friends that leave their computers on. You know what? If you've got something, then just either bookmark it or make a note of where whatever it is. Turn off that dadgum computer at night.
Even if you hate polar bears and hate the environment, do it to save a few bucks.
Yeah, I know, really. If you really want to be Scrooge and whatever,
You know how much money it costs to light those buildings at night when no one's there?
Do you know what I used to say driving at night? I used to say, man, if I had a dime for every one of those lights, I could retire tomorrow.
Yeah, true that.
And honestly, and it makes me, it unnerves me to see those lights on.
Speaking of that, I'm really looking forward to talking to Kevin Poe, who is the Dark Ranger.
Does he have a theme song?
He really should, right? But his website is I Am the Dark Ranger.
Okay, you know what?
I've
got a week to come up with something.
Yeah, I know. And then we can. And he's a lot of fun and just brilliant. And there's so many things about this topic that is under the radar. People do not talk about light pollution.
And there are very few places that you can go where there is none. As a matter of fact, New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. Actually, trying to see the aurora borealis.
You couldn't do it because there's too much light in the sky around here.
You know, that's on my bucket list, by the way. You coming to Alaska with
me? Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, because that's on my bucket list.
I'm there.
When we had the Leonid meteor shower come in almost 10 years ago, we went up to some friend's house in upstate New York to get away from the light pollution because we couldn't see it here.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? We did see it where we were. I got the sleeping bags. I put plastic out on the lawn in front of the lake. I put all the blankets in the sleeping bags, got my kids up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we just
stargazed
and then fell asleep under the stars for the rest of the night. It was brilliant.
Yeah, we were in the back to...
It was so beautiful, that Leonid meteor shower.
Yeah, that was. I do remember that.
Yeah.
We have burned up another hour, guys.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Doesn't it? Listen, we have a lot to look forward to. Next week, we're going to have two feature interviews because we'll be doing, God willing, one of the first part of the Mariel Hemingway interview. And then we also have Kevin Poe. So we have
the Dark Ranger.
So we may not have like a DIY segment next week. I'm not sure. Okay. But,
I'm easy. Well, I'm also married. Thank you.
That was funny.
All right, everybody. Till next week.
Now, by the way, I want to let our listeners know, and I keep forgetting to say this, that first of all, they should stay tuned because the Uncle Buggy radio show, fantastic music, really good mix.
I like it because it's off the beaten path, rock and roll.
He always turned me on to the music like, this is what you don't hear on the radio, and it's really amazing. But anyway, when people listen to us, they might need to restart their browser for Homegrown because when we switch off from our remote location. So I just want people to know to please do that. Stay tuned for the Uncle Buggy radio show and have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas radio show.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.